Hello, this is Dennis Wing. Welcome back to another e-course. Today we have a super fun session planned for you. It's Introduction to the 12-Bar Blues and the Blues Scale. The blues is, before I get into any sort of content or anything, I just want to say, you know, the blues is an integral, not only just an integral part of playing the guitar, whether you're into blues music or not, but it's also an integral part of our Western music as a whole. Now, this may be, you know, sound like a pretty tall claim, you know, that the blues is an integral. How can the blues be an integral part of my guitar playing when I don't really listen to the blues and I don't really like the blues? It's because our Western music has so absorbed two different traditions, or two traditions that previously were separate, and now they're so well integrated we can't even separate them in our Western world. And as you progress as a musician, you will understand more deeply what I'm saying. Without getting too technical, the two traditions are European classical music and American blues music that was influenced from the slave days, that came from, you know, Africa via the slaves, basically. And these things evolved. Without going into a huge music theory, music history lesson, you know, these things evolve gradually. The slave owners and society at large started hearing these sort of Negro spiritual songs and for lack of a better word, blues songs that they were singing, and they had a certain charm and a certain sense of, you know, harmony that we wanted to, and it started to seep in. And then you had, you know, Dixieland, you know, come around towards well, before Dixieland, you had Scott Joplin and things like that. If you've never heard Scott Joplin, the Entertainer, you know, that's a classic example of, or George Gershwin, Rhapsody in Blue. So even in classical music, they started being influenced by the blues, and then it seeped into Dixieland, and then it became jazz, and then it became swing. And then once the 50s hit and the electric guitar wasn't invented, you know, you had rock and roll, and it was heavily into the blues. I mean, think about, you know, the first rock and roll sort of, first rock and roll song that was on the radio. This isn't maybe 100% accurate, but one of the biggest early rock and roll songs was Rock Around the Clock, Bill Haley and the Comets, right? And that song was a blues song. So the blues was a huge starting influence into rock and roll. And then obviously as the decades progressed, now you have pop. You know, pop and rock go together. In the days when they used to have record stores, it was pop slash rock, or rock slash pop, that particular section. You know, so our modern music, pop music, has taken from European classical music and the blues so much together you can't even separate them anymore. If you had to say it in musical terms, you know, perhaps we would say the major scale comes from classical music, you know, right? And then the blues scale is more like, you know, like that, whatever. So obviously I'm giving quite a bit of history in a very small amount of time, but you get the point. So whether you're into blues music or not doesn't matter. It's gonna be an integral part of your playing. It can't not be if you're playing, unless you're playing strictly classical guitar, which most of you, almost all of you, are not. You know, you're not going to become classical guitarists where all you play is classical music. No, you're going to play all different kinds of music. Even country music has blues roots in it. You know, it has a lot of blues. There's a lot of, I could go on and on about this, but this isn't the nature of today. Today is, there are several things why we teach this, why this audio is being given to you right now. Okay, first of all, the lick itself, there's a 12-bar blues sort of riff, and it gets your hands moving in certain positions, which are very common on the guitar, very, very common. And so that's one of the first reasons. Second reason is the 12-bar blues pattern itself is widely used to this day. And, you know, even whatever city you live in, I guarantee that you can go look up in the paper and find a local blues jam any given night. And some of you who are developing your solos as you get more advanced, playing lead guitar, you can go to those blues jams, and they're a lot of fun. So that's two reasons so far. The technique involved, moving your hands around the neck, the being very common, that is, and the form of the blues. But the third reason, my most favorite reason, is because you're going to learn a blues scale, well, a pentatonic scale. It's called pentatonic, meaning five notes. Penta means five and tonic means notes. So it's a fancy way of saying a five-note scale. This third reason is you get to improvise. You get to make up your own music on the fly. And anyone can do this. My 10-year-old son has been playing violin since he was six, and he's been improvising the whole time. You know, there's no one who cannot improvise, and it's super fun on the guitar. So this may be a normal departure from your normal stuff on the guitar. And so this is part of the reason why I give it to you as an audio, because it's something you can continue to develop, even if we don't talk about it during the lessons. It doesn't disrupt any of the other things you're working on in your lessons. It's something additional that will help inform everything else you're working on. And you can pursue it more or less depending on your own taste. But it's just it's a super fun way to A, move your hands around in the riff, B, get familiar with the form of the blues, the 12-bar blues, and most important, like I said, C, you get to improvise on it. All right, and all these things will be explained in the next track.